you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. And thank you for those of you that come here every day. All we try to do is something very simple. We try to give you the latest in what's going on, some strong understanding of what it is and why it matters to your life. That's the goal. Breaking news, what it means, why it matters. And I was really happy to hear that yesterday the state of California decided to finally do the right thing for people who go to church. They were more or less forced to by the Supreme Court. But on Monday it became official. They lifted limits on indoor worship services in the face of the U.S. Supreme Court rulings that struck down the coronavirus public health mandates. The State Department of Public Health guidelines said indoor gatherings were strongly discouraged and advised limiting the numbers to 25% of a building's capacity for the two highest levels of the state's four-tier COVID-19 restrictions. The recommended capacity for the two lower levels is about 50%. But these have to be only encouragements, because the Supreme Court said this week that the state cannot regulate it. And I need pastors listening to me right now to understand what the Supreme Court said. The Supreme Court said that you cannot mandate what churches do as it relates to worship services, indoor, outdoor, etc. Location and capacity limits on places of worship are not mandatory but strongly recommended, said the new guidance. Stated and said the changes were a response to recent court rulings. The Center for American Liberty, which had filed a string of lawsuits against Gavin Newsom on behalf of churches, applauded the move. Governor Newsom should have done this a long time ago, said Harmeet Dillon. For over a year, the state of California had targeted the faith community for discriminatory treatment, depriving them of their fundamental right to worship. State and local restrictions on indoor worship to prevent the spread of COVID-19 had been in place for most of the pandemic. Most church organizations had followed the restrictions, but some fought them on the grounds that they violated the constitutional freedom of religious expression. Limits on indoor worship capacity were instituted in February to replace an all-out ban on indoor services that applied to most of the state because virus cases were high, because the Supreme Court had struck that down as well. So it's pretty clear. The Supreme Court has now said in two major cases, in a state that has really messed up the entire handling of the virus, that you cannot thwart the meeting of people in indoor worship services in a church. See, it's important that churches do what they should legally before the law. But it's also nice now that the law has recognized that the churches should be allowed to meet, worship, and participate in their faith freely and without encumbrance. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you next time.